This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting edition of Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. This is the program that helps you take the emotion out of investing. And if you have emotions involved this week and the past week has been a little chaotic, and we're going to talk about that today on the broadcast. But we want to wish you a happy new year, as this is our first live show on Saturday, January 9th in 2016. And we're going to be talking about China and how that's causing all the chaos and what are you to do as an investor. And we're not here to scare you, but we're here to give you education and information so that you can make the best possible decision concerning your financial future. And if you're going to make the best decisions, you need a financial coach on your side. And that person is Alfie Townsend. You want to give him a call. I invite you to give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down and talk with Alfie anytime. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. And Alfie can really work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals well into your retirement years. Your financial future is too important to put off. We also do want to remind you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on the CW network. The Saving the Investor television broadcast is on at 8 o'clock. If you have Comcast cable, that's channel 435 on the HD channel. You also will get it over DirecTV or Dish as well. Look for that program because it'll give you some more information and educate you on financial investments and strategies. Well, we also have Don Ross in the studio from Columbus, Ohio, from Ross Wealth Management, also with the financial coach today. And without further ado, Happy New Year, guys. Great to see you both in the studio. And I believe it's going to be a great year. Hasn't started a little bit rocky, but it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, good morning, Southwest Florida. It's great to be here. You know, I was listening to Fox yesterday morning. And there was, I forgot her name on there, but she's on the Business Channel, but she was filling in. And what she was talking about was in last time we had an opening year like what we've had so far, it was 1991. And it was terrible. Like she was saying, it ended up being up like 25% by the end of the year.
Right.
So the moral of the story is, yes, we are definitely going through some volatility right now. But on the other hand, you got to stay busy, quit watching the news, and do things with your life that's not staying in front of that TV 24/7, because that will drive you crazy. Remember, if you're in it for the long haul, 5 to 10, 15, 20, 30 years, you're going to be just fine. It's these little roller coasters. Don, we'll talk about I'm going to bring Don Ross, and he's a great friend of mine, Columbus, Ohio, and he is a financial advisor also, and he's here in town. And Don, what are you thinking about this market? What do you tell your clients?
I'm thinking it's doing what it's supposed to do. And the beauty of the markets, they're random. And if you have a plan that's made specifically for you, just like I do for my clients, you do for yours, we're building a plan that's going to work no matter what. And so we like this. It stocks are on sale right now, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's one way of looking at it. When stocks go down, you have different philosophies out there with financial planners and also portfolio managers, either active or passive. And you know, we do cover we have some advisors. I'm sorry, we have some clients that want active investing, meaning they want people to adjust their portfolios along the way. And then we have some people that say, I want passive. And majority of our clients are in that portfolio where it's passive. But what passive means, a lot of people, Don, they get that, they hear that sound passive, and they start to think, well, you just build it and leave it alone and not do anything. And that's where a lot of the misconception is, because passive is build a portfolio with your asset classes. But the main thing is the rebalancing. Talk a little bit about rebalancing.
Well, the key to rebalancing is that it's where returns come from. And let's talk first about being properly allocated, which, if you're not familiar with this number, the number is 91.5. 91.5% of your portfolio return comes from proper allocation. And then rebalancing is important because picture you have two investments. One goes up, one goes down. You need to make a sale or sell one of those. Which one are you most likely to sell? Most people say when I take them through this exercise, they're going to sell the one that dropped. Well, not necessarily. We're going to maybe sell some of the gain of the one that grew more than the other and rebalance and buy more of that other stock that didn't do so well. So rebalancing is extremely important to get long-term returns.
Well, you guys talked about two important things that I think maybe our average listener or somebody who's just tuning in for the first time may not know. Why don't you talk about allocation and really you're saying that's 91.5%. So that's a big portion of what you really need to be focusing on as an investor. What is allocation? How are you allocated? And what makes your allocations different than the typical investor that's dealing with a Wall Street firm or a local advisor that's here in town?
John, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm trying to wake you up. Come on.
Some difficult questions here. Well, allocation is the important part. And we talk about, I use the example, and no, this is not a rerun show because I'm going to use this example again.
You have a lot of first-time listeners.
Yeah, first-time listeners. Mrs. Antonucci, that's John's mom, comes in from Jersey, and she makes an unbelievable spaghetti sauce. So if I ask Mrs. Antonucci for that sauce recipe, and she just gave me the ingredients without the measurements, it wouldn't mean anything to us. Okay, you cannot cook with just a bunch of ingredients. You need the measurements. And inside a portfolio, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, the measurements of each asset class inside that portfolio. And that's what allocation is. Now, what Don was talking about is, so it's 91.5% of the performance of how that portfolio is going to do the performance. So let's look at this. If you look at stock picking, that represents about 2%, and other factors represent 4%. So we're talking 2% and 4%, but the asset allocation represents almost 91.5% of how that portfolio is going to perform. And so that's very important. So if you had a bunch of stuff and it's not allocated properly, that's why your portfolio might be going down more than it should be. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And why do you want to give us a call? Because you're going to want to come in and see if you're properly allocated.
Yeah, very important. And also, too, now you're talking about rebalancing. So the market depends, since, you know, opening day, obviously, of 2016 has been on a downward trend. So your fund managers now are doing what? They're buying everything that's going down, right? Is that correct?
Well, you look at it this way. Like Don said, things are on sale right now. And, you know, after Christmas, what happens? People love to go shopping after Christmas because of the sales. And that's the same thing with stocks. When stocks start to go down like this, would you rather get in a portfolio when it's at 18,000, the Dow Jones, or would you rather get in at 16,500? You'd rather get in at 16,500 because you're going to capture those market gains. So when the market is going down like this, it hurts, and that's called volatility. But volatility is where returns come from. So if you don't have volatility, you're not going to capture market returns. And volatility can be measured in a lot of different ways, and a lot of people take undue risks. We had a couple in this past week. Don, I know you'll appreciate this. I know John won't because he never rode motorcycles, but Don was a...
Now, wait, I had a Honda 125 dirt bike.
Okay.
I wouldn't ride on the road.
Well, I had a Harley, and Don had a Harley, and this guy, I knew he had tattoos on him, and his wife had a Harley shirt on, and I said, let me give you an example of a Harley, and you're taking, you know, by taking a ride on a Harley or any bike, you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk, and you know that risk. But if your brakes weren't working that good and you knew it, and if the bolts weren't tight on that, and your chain was loose or the belt was loose, you're taking undue risk. So in a portfolio, you're going to take some risk to get that return, but you don't want to take undue risk like a Harley that's not upkept or any motorcycle that's not upkept. So it's the same thing with a portfolio. You want to make sure you're not taking undue risk. And that's what, you know, that's what we always call the financial MRI. The financial MRI is going to take your portfolios and look at it from the inside out to see what kind of risks that you're taking for that return that you're generating.
Okay, so can you guys really measure the risk based on the person's tolerance? Is that something that you can adjust to each individual? In other words, can you really put them in a risk factor that's comfortable for them based upon the creation of the portfolio?
Yeah, and Don, let's talk about this. A lot of times people are, they look at the short term instead of the long term. So let's look at if somebody would have gotten in our aggressive portfolio. Now, we don't put too many people in there. But let's just say if even our moderate portfolio, it doesn't matter. If they got in 2000, they would have, our moderate portfolio might have made, it made like 2% the following year. The third year, 2002, it lost about 3%, okay? But meanwhile, the S&P lost 46% during these times. This thing really lost about 5 or 6 on the moderate portfolio. But what I'm getting at is this. Let's say, and this is a 5 to 6 year portfolio, or it's really a 3 to 5 year portfolio, and you did not give it enough time and you just bailed because you weren't getting the returns, okay? That next year, the moderate portfolio made 24% and you got out, didn't capture that return. And the aggressive portfolio would have lost 15% in those 3 years. You got out, you didn't make that 48% return. And that's the problem. People get antsy and they look at the short term and they're not looking at the long term. So what we're telling you here today is, this morning, is you're going to hear a lot of people talk about gold. A lot of people talk about get out of the market. A lot of people talk about you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to really come in and sit down with us so we can look at, show you what you have, and then make an educated decision instead of a fear decision.
Give Alfie a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or in Naples, two beautiful offices. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, and make an appointment with Alfie, and he'll sit down with you and help you navigate through the fog of investing. We want you to stay tuned. You don't want to miss the rest of this show. It's really exciting, and you really need to get this understanding so that you can make the right decisions concerning your financial future. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Less than 1% of financial professionals have access to these enhanced tax-free protection strategies. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free retirement protection kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free retirement protection kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Little Known Strategies Revealed report, even if you've already turned it on. Next, because life doesn't allow do-overs, get Alfie's report, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townshend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend in the studio with Coach Alfie and also Don Ross from Ross Wealth Management out of Columbus, Ohio. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Sit down and talk with him, and he can work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. Your financial future is too important to put off, and we're talking about the volatility in the market today, and obviously people's emotions are moving towards selling probably things that are going down, but they want to get out. But that's really the wrong information, isn't it? Because if you can buy, let me ask you guys this, and maybe you both can elaborate on this. If they're buying what's going down right now, obviously you're getting, is it safe to say you're getting more stock for your money so that when it does rebound, your increase is not only going to recover quicker, but then you're going to have a greater capacity in your portfolio than you previously had if it did not drop. Is that a correct statement?
That's a perfect statement, John. I think we're going to leave and let you just finish the show.
All right, let me know when you need me.
No, it's right. It's you're really, like Don said earlier, you're buying items on discount, and that's what happens when the market goes down. Unfortunately, fear comes in, and I did this too, you know, back when I was younger, before I knew better. And you take opportunities, and there's going to be opportunities in buying when the market is down. And a lot of people, they go the exact opposite way. They start to sell when it goes down. And all the people that made money, the real rich people, they're contrarians. They're going to go in and buy when everyone else is selling. And what our portfolio managers do automatically, you have a team of almost 50 people working for you. When you're dealing with us, you have a team of people watching over your money that are fiduciaries. We are fiduciaries for you, which is very important. A fiduciary is a little bit different, not a little, it's a lot different than what the brokers can do. What the brokers are, they're more called suitability. And I like I'm going to have Don tell the story. He told this last time he was on the show about one of the big firms and how they do revenue sharing and stuff like that. Don, talk about revenue sharing on this. I love when you share that with us.
Well, revenue sharing is basically the firms that you're going to see and sitting down with an advisor will have special arrangements with certain mutual fund companies, and they will provide what's called revenue sharing. In other words, hey, if you sell this proprietary fund, we're going to give a little bit more money back to your firm. So, and I share this with my people, my clients up in Ohio, and they're shocked to learn this. And, you know, I tell people, you can Google revenue sharing and you'll see some of the firms that have these disclosures that maybe you've seen or maybe you have not seen, but it's nothing illegal. But I just start to question, is that in your best interest, or is it in the person that's selling you these 14 or 15 different mutual funds? Is it in their best interest? And that's where people start wondering, all right, what are the rest of the secrets that I'm not learning about?
So in essence, what they're doing, Don, is they're getting an extra kickback from these mutual fund companies.
I didn't use that word. It's called revenue sharing.
Yeah, to share, you know. So what they're doing is they're giving an incentive to sell something that might not be in the best interest of the clients.
That's what it's all about.
And if you look at one of these prospectus, and I'll show you when you come in, it's from a very large firm, and they say that revenue sharing, right on their prospectus, we do revenue sharing, and we made $157 million from it last year. In addition to that, it might be a conflict of interest to our clients.
On the disclosure, it says that. When I share that with people, I say it says it's a potential conflict of interest. I think it's 100% conflict of interest if you ask an independent advisor like we are. It's a complete conflict of interest.
Absolutely. So it's now we're talking a lot about portfolios, and we want to do that because a lot of people are in portfolios, and you know, we understand portfolios, we understand income. I think we're, Don and I make a big difference with our clients, is we understand portfolios, but we also understand the two phases of retirement, the accumulation phase and then the harvesting phase. And the accumulation phase is where a lot of people are in when you're working, you're putting that money in each month or each week. You're putting money in. So when the market does go down, you know, you're buying at a good time. When it goes up, you're buying. It doesn't matter. But that's the accumulation phase. A lot of people can talk about accumulation phase. But let's, on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about accumulation phase and harvesting phase, what the difference is. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. I invite you to give Alfie a call and sit down and meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will work with you and architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. Your financial future is too important to put off. Get a second opinion, get a first opinion, a tenth opinion, whatever it is. Meet with Alfie, Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. I know we're going to talk about the accumulation phase and the harvesting phase, but I want to ask you guys this question to elaborate on. Maybe somebody's listening right now that went through 01, that went through 08, that lost a lot of money, and sometimes you just remember the pain, but you don't see that it all came back if you just stayed true to course. What would you say to that person right now that maybe is panicking and maybe saying, I better get out before this really gets real bad? What would you guys say to that person that might be listening today?
Well, you know, John, it's very, you know, that question is depends on where they are in their life, okay?
All right.
So do we want them to get out? Now, the worst thing really is just to jump out as a ship's going down, unless you know, hopefully the ship
unless
is going to sink. Yeah, unless the ship's not going to sink all the way. But what you want to do is this. You want to look at what your plan is. Do you have an income plan in place? And that's what we talk about. As long as with our clients, what we do is we'll look at some annuity sometimes to guarantee that lifetime income. So we want to create a pension for our clients, so not all their money is tied up to the market. And then the market is going to be what is going to fight inflation, because if you don't take that in consideration, we just had a workshop a couple days ago at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. And I explained to people, I said, you know, the actuarial tables change from 2004 to 2012. The 2004, if you were 65 years old and married, you had a 28% chance of one of the spouses making it to age 95. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But now just 8 years later, 2012, now that table went from 28% if you're 65 and married to 52%, almost 100% increase. So people are living longer. That's the good news. The bad news is people are living longer. That means you could be retired longer than you've been working. So if you think about what I just said, you could be retired longer than you were working. So with that, do you have that income plan in place? And that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to put an income plan in place for you to make sure your money is going to, you know, be there each month for you, but you know through contractual guarantee contracts. But on the portfolio side, we want to make sure that you have access to your money, that there's we're going to talk about that. I think that after the second part of the show, I think we need to talk about institutional and retail, because you guys saved up enough money, everyone that's listening, you saved up enough money to qualify to really get institutional pricing opposed to retail. Retail is what your grandkids do, you know, when they're first getting into the stock market, they're buying, you know, Charles Schwab or Fidelity or whatever. They're buying retail. But, you know, when you saved a good amount of money, you don't need to be in retail. You need to be in institutional. And that's what we do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We're going to put you in institutional investing opposed to retail.
Yeah. Well, the phone number to call is 561-1155. And that's 561-1155. I invite you to give Alfie a call and sit down and talk with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, whatever is more convenient for you. And he can work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. You know, your financial future is too important to put off. You know, we just have about a minute, but maybe, Don, you want to share, take a moment and just talk about retail and wholesale and why your portfolio really saves people a lot of money, because you don't have that buy or what is it, that bid-ask spread.
Well, here's the biggest thing I'll say in the last few seconds is when we analyze portfolios and you have 12 or 13 mutual funds, the most amazing eye-opener to my clients in the MRI is the overlap. Okay, how many times you own Apple stock in those 14 funds? Or how many times you own IBM or Walmart or Facebook? And you know what? Manager A doesn't call Manager B to say, hey, we're selling Apple today for the Joneses. Are you buying it? So that creates an incredible inefficiency and additional volatility. Now, we joke that volatility is your friend, but not when it's excessive and really uncontrolled. So the biggest thing with institutional is you're not going to have a bunch of retail mutual funds that have no idea what the other funds are doing. It's completely not in harmony, and we're trying to build a plan that gives you a harmonious financial plan.
That's it. Well, that's why you want a financial coach on your side. And for the average investor that's out there, you don't know the differences between the portfolios, the difference between the mutual funds, what's going to maximize your potential well into your retirement years. That's why you need a financial coach and a strategist on your side, and that's Alfie Townsend. Give him a call. I invite you to call him at 561-1155. Visit with him in Fort Myers or in Naples. He will work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals well into your retirement years. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. Listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host John Antonucci in the studio with Don Ross from Ross Wealth Management. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. I invite you to give Alfie a call and sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Talk with him. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. And he will work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. Your financial future is too important to put off. And you want a financial strategist on your side, and that's Coach Alfie Townsend. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the products and services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we do want to tell you to tune in on Sunday mornings. We want to talk about this because, Alfie, you've got an incredible you're all over the television network. I mean, I can't turn on a channel and not see you and Craig Wolf, and it's amazing. But every Sunday morning, you've got a program that's doing very, very well, according to the Nielsen ratings, and that's on 8 a.m. on the CW Network, which is the Wink affiliate. For those of you that have Comcast like I do, that's channel 435 on your HD channel, and I'm not sure what it's on Dish and DirecTV, but
46 on DirecTV.
46, and you've been on there for quite a while now, and it's going pretty well, isn't it?
Well, you're the co-host on there, so maybe they're viewing to see you. Who knows? No, it's doing good. And we talk about the radio is fantastic because we can just sit here and have conversations, the three of us this morning. But the TV show, we're able to show some things from graphs. But the bottom line is, hey, it's been this week has been a little bit hectic with the market. But this shall pass because we're going to have weeks like this, and we're going to have some banner weeks too. So just if your portfolio is rebalancing aggressively like it should, if you're not taking undue risks like you should, and if you have an income plan in place like you should, if you have all that, you're going to be just fine. If you don't have that, give us a call, because when you give us a call, you're going to come in, you're going to sit with me, and we're going to really look at, and I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to have you take a 12-question test, and this 12-question test, I love it because it tells you really what level of risk are you really in, because a lot of people think they can take more risk. And what happens is they think, oh, yeah, I'm good.
Until it goes down 5 points.
And when it starts to go down, you'll get a call and you say, Alfie, I don't know, I've lost a little bit. And you say, well, this is a 3 to 5 year plan, or you got in the 8 to 10 year plan. So you can't even, don't go and drive yourself crazy. The last thing you want to do is drive yourself crazy in a point that you there's some things you can change and some things you can't change. Yeah, sure, you can sell out and go somewhere else. But the problem is, think about selling out. Don, I give this example, and it's, we use this thing called a vortex. So the vortex is how we determine what portfolio you should be in. So the vortex is at the very beginning of the years, it's going to be at the very height. You can make a lot of money or you can lose a lot of money because you're playing only with your money. But the longer you hold that portfolio, it's going to take the volatility out. So let's just say to get that that 7% return, your $250,000 in 10 years went to $500,000, okay? If you lost 10%, your $500,000 would go down to $450,000, okay? What'd you start with? $250,000, okay? So you're getting time to build that money up. And a lot of people, what happens is they get in and then they don't see their instant gratification 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, and they get out. And then what they have to do, they have to go at the end of the line again, start all over during the most volatile time is the first, second year in the portfolios. So the thing about it is you want to make sure you're not taking undue risk and quit jumping in and out. And, you know, unfortunately, some people, when they come visit us, John, they have to get out of what they have because we show them how inefficient they are after we do that financial MRI and say, you know what, we can give you that same risk, but we can increase your return or we can reduce your risk by 30 or 40, sometimes 70% for that same return.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I read a book by John Wooden that said, they call me coach. And, you know, he was an educator that educated the team on the game of basketball. And obviously they won multiple championships. And that's why I love what you guys do, because you're called coaches and you educate people on the game of life, on financial investing to make informed choices. And it's important to acknowledge in this season that the market has been volatile. So let's talk about that, because no one really enjoys volatility. And obviously, we're in a presidential year. We have ISIS. The Fed just raised the rates by 25 basis points. People are talking gold. Oil, even though it's good for us in our pocketbooks each and every time we go to the pump. Yeah. How do all these things affect the market to create? Obviously, a lot of these things are unforeseen. We don't know who's going to win the White House, but I'm sure that will have an effect, won't it, on the markets?
Well, you know, Don, you can talk about this. They've done research on the presidential elections and Republicans and Democrats, and it's not really the who's in the White House. It's really the policies that are being passed. And I think one of the great things would be is if whoever gets in, if we have a business person that can generate reduced taxes, if we can reduce taxes on that money that's sitting overseas, which, you know, a lot of them are talking about reducing those taxes overseas so we can bring that money back here. If we can bring that money back, that's money that's going to flood into e-commerce, you know, the economy. And then by doing that, you know, the stocks are going to start going up. We have a lot of room.
Well, it has gone. I mean, when you even under Obama's administration, you went from, what, 8,000 in the Dow to up to almost 18,000. So how do you explain that?
You explain that because people, it's bigger than the presidency. The market is bigger than the presidency. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, the Feds were pumping money into it. That did have some effect, but... You know, there's a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs out there. We talk about the entrepreneurs, Don. I've been doing all the talk. Unless you talk about the
Don, we forgot you were there, Don. It's early for Don, isn't it?
Talk about free market, baby.
Well, I mean, that's an hour and a half discussion right there. But what it boils down to is when I sit down with someone like you do, Alfie, every day, is finding out that they don't have a plan in place. And what's shocking is these are people that have an advisor and they're paying them, whether they know it or not, they're paying them a fee for kind of moving their money around and they're not really gaining anything. So that's the biggest thing is we can talk technicals and what's the market being? Why is it doing what it's doing? No one really knows. If they did, they wouldn't tell you, you know?
That's true.
None of these mutual fund managers beat the market. So our clients are invested to get market rates of return. Why stock pick? Why chase returns? And why time the market? Those are all three things that are going to get you in trouble, get you hurt, and you don't want to have that if you're looking for a solid, sound retirement.
That's true. You know, we talk about beating the market. What is market returns? Well, market returns is not just the S&P. A lot of people think it's just the S&P. But market returns are global. We have, you know, our portfolios are in 46 different countries, and then you have 19 different asset classes. So it almost 13,000 different holdings. So they're not all going to go down at the same time. They're not all going to go up at the same time. So they complement each other. Some will go up. Some will go up not as much. So you have to have some things that are, you know, low correlation. You want low correlation in a portfolio to reduce that volatility. Now, Don, some people should not have anything in the market. And some people come in and say, Alfie, you know, that is the prettiest looking portfolio I've ever seen, but I really don't want anything to do with the market. So, you know, there's places in there for especially some of these annuities right now. They're especially the fixed ones, these variable annuities. If you have a variable annuity, you do need to come in. And you're getting pounded right now if you have a variable annuity, because the market is actually going down, as you saw this past week. But if you had a variable annuity, it's going down because the fees are so high. So it's going down because of the market, and it's going down because of the fees. And if you have a variable annuity that you're positive in, and you need to give us a call, because if it keeps going down to the point in a variable annuity that gets so low you cannot afford to get out of it. So if you know, because the fees are 3 to 4 to 5%. You know, talk about variable annuities, Don.
We're not a fan. I mean, when I see, 150 people a year, brand new, and we're doing analysis, half the time they have variable annuities. We'll call the insurance company, and I take them through a 24-point exercise, and 90% of them are blown away. They didn't know, A, the fees and the features, and they said, well, the guy that sold it to me said it can't go down. And my response is, oh, really? It's called variable. That means it goes up and down. What they're talking about is usually some kind of income rider that's giving you a simple interest growth on your money for a future income. That's where people get confused, and frankly, that's why annuities just have a bad connotation. It's not the fixed or these other kind of income annuities. It's really the variable annuities, and you know, no attack on these insurance companies, but they are expensive, and it's not a place to grow your money. If you're going to grow your money, let's build you a well-diversified portfolio using academic and scientific modeling, so you're not guessing. Guessing is not good.
All right. If you have a variable annuity and you want Alfie to analyze that and make some recommendations for you, give him a call at 561-1155. We'll meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. Maybe you don't know the ins and outs of what type of annuity you have. Give Alfie a call and let him examine what you have, and he'll be able to expose and tell you exactly what direction you're going in with the product that you currently have in your possession. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension or enough retirement income, and leaving their money in a world of uncertainty where the market goes up and goes down. Smart investors are turning to retirement income strategies that offer a predictable income stream, permanent income that increases with inflation. Alfie Townshend with Advantage Retirement Group designs custom strategies from your retirement savings that can get you market upside without the downside, possibly 100% tax-free, and access to your money at any time. Less than 1% of financial professionals have access to these enhanced tax-free protection strategies. Alfie brings 30 years of experience to you in his free retirement protection kit. Request it now and learn ways you can optimize your retirement benefits and income. Your free retirement protection kit includes the Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits Little Known Strategies Revealed report, even if you've already turned it on. Next, because life doesn't allow do-overs, get Alfie's report, The Good, the Bad, and the Fine Print. Avoid high fees and other potential traps. And also, you'll receive a white paper released by the Insured Retirement Institute on tax-efficient retirement income vehicles. With Alfie's retirement savings and Social Security strategies, you could potentially double your net retirement paycheck, minimize your taxes, and receive retirement protection. Call 561-1155 now. Get your two reports and white paper exclusively from Alfie Townshend. Yours at no cost or obligation. Call 561-1155.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. I invite you to give Alfie a call. Sit down and talk with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He can work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals and dreams, because your financial future is too important to put off. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking about, before the break, variable annuities. And obviously, annuities are a big portion of people's lives in a portfolio. Why don't you guys talk about that? Because you have some people out there that say, you know what, I just can't stomach the market. I just can't be involved in that up and down. It's too emotional for me. It causes me to lose sleep. You have products and services that are an alternative that can help people invest and have a strategy that can give them peace of mind, don't you?
That's true, John. We talk about annuities very little on this show, because I want to be that person that is educating people on income and their portfolios, what they're holding. I don't want to, base everything on fear. A lot of people out there on the radio and at these workshops, they're fearing you with the market, and they're telling you, take everything out, put it over here, you can't go down. But the annuity, and Don, you do the same thing, we use it as to create an income. And with the annuity, we can create income of 5 to 6% cash flow. So if we take 5 or 6% out of the annuity, then what happens is you don't have to take as much out of your IRA portfolio, so we can let that money grow. So there's a company, with the strategies that we use, is that we take more out of the annuity that's lifetime. Even if the annuity goes down, we're okay with that, because it's lifetime income. But that means that's that much less you have to take out that's in the portfolio. It's very, very important to understand. Now, remember, we talk about income because we talked about two phases of your life. You have the accumulation phase when you're working, and then the income phase is when you're retired. And that's where Don and I put a plan together for you with our clients that will last. And we have it in there that shows you how to fight inflation. A lot of people, Don, do you run into the same thing in Ohio, that they have a plan, but it doesn't really fight inflation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, when we do an analysis, we find out people have money where they have no business, and they have it in multiple accounts, and it's not, they just, what I see, which is the biggest thing, is they don't have a plan, and they need an advisor that understands retirement planning. There's plenty of accumulation advisors out there that'll use the ETFs and a bunch of mutual funds, and that's fine, you've probably done well. But now when you're going to start distributing and enjoying that money, that's where we want to focus, to make sure it's positioned properly. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt. And you know what? One thing you don't have on your side is time. The two favorite words are time and taxes. We want to pay less taxes, and we want to have more time. And you can't make a mistake with your portfolio. And so we build the perfect plan that makes sense for you on an individual basis. See, we don't answer to a bank or brokerage or insurance company, and that's the best thing for you, the consumer, because we're going to give you unbiased advice. We don't have to answer to our bank manager, our brokerage firm, boss who needs to make
board of directors,
the next payment on his third home or her home or an insurance company. And that's the key that people are finding, at least with me in Ohio and Alfie here, that the unbiased advice and getting that opinion. You get a second opinion from Alfie. You don't want to get a second opinion from the person that gave you a first one. And that's what you're going to get here with Alfie.
Yeah, and you may have people that are listening and say, well, I'm already retired. I'm in my investments, my annuities. But they still could come in and get a second opinion, because even if you're retired, you could put
Absolutely.
Your money in better vehicles, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You could have one of these old annuities that you've received. If it's over 8 years old, your annuity, then what happens is you probably got one of the first generation annuities. There's second and third generation since that time, And what it does is we can, for the same amount of money, John, we can increase their income drastically. A lot of times we can, we have plans that we use that are proprietary, really proprietary ways that we do it to increase your income 20 to 30% more than what you currently have. So think about this. If you have the same, we can show you with the same product that our person down the road that has that has it, but they don't have the software that we do, that we can increase the income right up, you know, from day one, more than what you're doing there, 15%, just because of the strategies that we use. So if you, yeah, if you have some old policies, or if you have things that you're not understanding, we have a person that's sending me his old life insurance policy because he's making all these payments on it, and there's ways to take money out tax-free and this and that, but it's not performing the way he thought. So, you know, as a certified financial planner, I'm able to look at things a little bit, a whole lot different than people that or just have their insurance license, or just have, you know, they're just a stockbroker. We do both phases, the planning, but also the accumulation and the harvesting, which is the most important part, because the last thing you really want to do when you retire is to have to go back to work because you have to.
Yeah. If you have an old annuity, maybe you've had an annuity for quite a few years and you don't think you can get out of that into something new, we're telling you you can. So give Alfie a call at 561-1155. I invite you to give Alfie a call and sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples, and he'll work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial dreams and goals well into your retirement years. The great thing about Alfie and the Advantage Retirement Group is they're proud to be a local and privately owned firm. They're not restricted to any one financial company or product. So he's going to make the best decision that's best for you. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
We're here in studio with Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, what's the difference? You know, people talk about independent versus brokerage firm. The difference?
The biggest difference, Drew, is between a broker and independent advisor. As an independent advisor, we are held, I feel, to a higher standard of what we can do and can't do with fiduciary responsibility. And, you know, there's things on brokerage accounts that will say, you know, there's a conflict of interest by offering this product. And we're not going to do that. We're going to do what's best for the client. So if you have these brokerage accounts, bring them in. Let us analyze it for you and show you all the hidden fees that you're not even aware of.
So do you report to shareholders?
We do not report to shareholders, which is awesome. We report to our clients.
No, that's a big deal, and that's something you should call Alfie and talk to him about, 561-1155. Of course, Alfie's here year-round, a family business that is ready to help you in your financial future. So give him a call, 561-1155. That's Alfie Townshend and Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. I invite you to give Alfie a call at 561-1155, 561-1155, and meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. Let Alfie be a second set of eyes, a second opinion on your portfolio, your investment strategy, and he will work with you to architect a plan that will help you pursue your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. Your financial future is too important to put off, so give Coach Townshend a call. I also want to invite you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on the CW Broadcast Network. It's the affiliate of Wink TV, and that's on 435 on Comcast, 46 on DirecTV. The Saving the Investor broadcast, 8 a.m. every Sunday morning on your television channel. And we also do want to tell you to go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. There you'll find a lot of information about Alfie's company, all the products and services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we only have a few minutes left in the broadcast, and we wanted to touch on all these different things that are happening. Oil is down, the Fed has raised rates, gold is something that people obviously, when the market's going down, are pushing, silver, ISIS, the presidential debates. You know, what are your guys' thoughts on all these things happening? A lot of things are happening in our world, culturally, politically, economically, that affect the market, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, just in the last 10 years, things have really, last 10 years, things have really changed a whole lot. When I was a kid, I don't remember all this stuff going on. Now, on the other hand, we didn't have 24-hour news channel. We didn't have
We had water Cronkite.
We had a phone. We didn't have a phone, but I'm talking about like on our phone, we'll get a blast right now. If something happens, Fox News or NBC News or whatever. It comes on, tells you what is happening the day, you know, almost before it happens. So I think we get immune to all this news that we're inundated with. But to go back to your question about oil, okay, yeah, oil prices are way down, and they're going down even more, it seems like. So that's good for the consumer. That's good for us because, you know, at the pump, hey, I didn't like paying $5 a gallon, $4.50 a gallon, but now it's under $2 a gallon or $2.20 or whatever it is. So, that's good for the consumer. But for Wall Street, they don't like it because they can't make the money. And then they have to lay people off because they're not making the money. So it's a two-edged sword in that sense. So low prices are good for consumer, but bad for business, bad for Wall Street. Now, business, of course, remember when gas was up, how UPS and FedEx, they would add surcharges onto your delivery.
Yeah, airfare.
Airfare and everything else. So we're not getting that now. So that's something that you want to, we take that in consideration. ISIS is something that we're going to probably be dealing with, even though they said it's a JV.
Yeah.
I don't think it's JV anymore.
JV team.
I think they went to varsity.
If you look at Germany, this past week, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So there's a lot of issues going on. We need someone that's going to get in there and kick their butt because, they're wanting to chop heads off, and they're not going to they're not going to lay down. They're going to get stronger and stronger. So, we have a lot of things in front of us. But with that being said, this is the best country. It will always be the best country. And we will get through this. Things will work out. The stock market will. It survived World War I, World War II.
Always does.
It survived a lot of things. And it's still going to survive.
That's the beauty of free markets.
That's what free market is, because there's always going to be services.
Competition. Is good
in competition, entrepreneurs. So things are always going to. You think of the iPhone. When was it? 2008, 2007. The iPhone came out.
Right.
That's it. It's only been out that long. So before that, we didn't have the smartphone like this. So we're always going to have technology. I know we're coming down to an end, but technology with a TV. I think LG has a TV that rolls up. It rolls up literally, and you carry it with you, and you roll it out to view it. So things are changing, and that's what's the beauty about free market. You want to capture market returns. You got to be in it to get it.
That's fantastic. Well, we know that the market over time has been one of the greatest wealth creation vehicles, and it's been a great show today, guys. Don Ross, great to have you in studio.
Always great to be here.
See you from Columbus,
Go
Ohio.
Bucks.
And I do want to tell you to give Alfie a call. You can sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. Give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And he will work with you to architect a plan that will help you achieve and pursue your financial goals and dreams well into your retirement years. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. While it's been a little bit of a rocky start to the new year in the market, we are optimistic here at the Advantage Retirement Group, and we're believing that this is going to be one of the best financial years for you. And if you're allocated properly and you have the right team on your side, I believe that Alfie Townsend is a strategist that will help you make financial goals and dreams a reality because of the decisions that you make and the recommendations that he gives you. We'll see you again next week on the same time. Be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend on 92.5 Fox News. To find out more, go to www.savingtheinvestor.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.